At the minute they're writing off 3.3, nearly 3.5 million of rates, but of that, I guess 76% of that is properties that are for rent and lease, which indicates to us that all around the county there's nearly 10% of properties. One in every 10 property is either for rent or for lease, which isn't good for the county, which isn't good for towns. And what we actually need to be doing is looking for incentives for people to go back in, open the doors of those properties, and maybe, you know, whether it's an alleviation of rates for a year, you know, or some programme that we think outside the box to try and get these doors back open. That's really where we were coming from today on it. It is alarming, there's no two ways about that. And I think that the council, from what I was saying, I think the council are willing to look at maybe options.
Because what we do know the complication is that you don't want to disadvantage current businesses while trying to get a lot of these businesses in towns right across the county open again.
That's exactly it, Greg. Like, there's no black and white with the rates issue. The rates issue, and I've said it on many occasions, should be based on a profit and loss. It should not be based on the size of the property, because it disadvantages the likes of hotels and places that need large amount of area for their business. And then you could have someone sitting in a small office making millions and paying very little rates. So there's an issue at a national level that has to be tackled. And until it's tackled at a national level, it's very hard for us to do anything here to alleviate these problems.